Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters, BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona,
only on BBS Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and today we have Jonathan Carter Shaw on, and we're going to get to Jonathan Carter Shaw. He's an actor and so many other things, which I'm going to let him tell you about. But I first, since this is our first show, I basically want to tell you a little bit about us. We are a show that's based on doing a theme, Question Your Reality. So it was created basically to inspire, encourage, motivate, and educate people who are pursuing their dreams in the entertainment business. So whether you're currently working in a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job, or if you're in a small town in Ohio, if you want to come to LA and pursue your dreams, you can do it. And we're going to help out a little bit by bringing guests on. We're going to have singers, actors, dancers, models, musicians, and most importantly, people who are making it happen for them, which are your casting directors, casting agent, talent managers, producers, you name it. If they're making it happen for people, we are going to have them on the show as a panelist. So basically, we're going to cover people who are beginning their career at an intermediate level and also at an advanced level. So tune in. If you know someone that is starting out and they need some help, you definitely want them to tune in, because we're going to be telling you where to go. If you're coming to LA to pursue a career, you want to listen into this show. I want to tell you a little bit. I want to spotlight a couple people since we're starting. They were very supportive of me starting the show, and I want to spotlight them, especially Hollywood OS. Now, talking about people who are in small towns or people who want to become an actor or basically an actor or in the business, director, producer, but they want to get started from the bottom up. One of the things that I recommend is becoming a background actor. You can go this route. It is very recommended to go this route because you can learn many, many, many things that you need to know going from the bottom up. And there's a company called HollywoodOS.com. Now, this company I went to when I first made the transition and decided to pursue more of the acting rather than the directing and producing aspect of entertainment. I went to them in 1999, I believe, and I walked in. Now, I had gone to many background casting companies, and it's a little disheartening, it's a little discouraging when you walk in and, you know, they're kind of shady places, and they're like, where's your checkbook, and they just want your money, and then they put you up against a wall and take a picture, and you just kind of walk out feeling like, I'm not even ever going to make my $20 back. But you know, I walked into Hollywood OS. They were in Beverly Hills then. I thought, oh my God, how much are they going to charge? But I walked in. It was a very reasonable fee. They took 10 photographs. They signed me up. I started my talent profile right away. And my God, the first day I got a person that was interested in hiring me as a background actor. It was the very first day. When I walked in there, there was so much good energy. Angela is the owner of the company, and she is incredible. She's fantastic. When you walk in there, she personally greeted me. I don't know if she still does that, but she personally greeted me. She was very nice to all the actors. She was personable. Her whole staff was just incredible. I would highly recommend, if you are interested in doing background work, even if it's just to supplement your income, if you are working a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job and you think, you know, I'd like to get my toe in the water, but I'm not ready to just quit my job and go on auditions. I don't even know what an audition is. So you want to be, it's best to start out as a background actor, in my personal opinion. And if you go there, you know, you want to tell, I'm not going to say ask for Angela because I might get in trouble, but if you go go on the website and check them out first. They're HollywoodOS.com. And I personally think it's the place for casting and background, because you know, they will set your profile up for you. They're very friendly. You get 10 photographs. This is a little unusual from what the normal background casting places are, because you usually go and you'll pay anywhere from $10 to $25 and you get one shot. They are going digital now. When I went, they were still doing the Polaroids, but HollywoodOS.com was one of the first ones that did go digital. So right now, if you're interested, if you're currently at a background casting company and you're not happy, I'm telling you, they're fantastic. They are currently casting for the Wayans Brothers comedy. They're doing Grey's Anatomy on a regular basis, and they're doing the new Katherine Heigl movie. So you definitely want to go over there and check it out. And I even said, well, what can you give my people? And David over there said the first 25 people to visit the office are going to get a free copy of Extra Work for Brain Surgeons. It's called Extra Work for Brain Surgeons, The Guide to Working in Show Business. And it's a $30 value, and you're going to get it for free. And, you know, I actually called them because this book, I cannot stress to you how incredible this book is. This book will tell you, for example, there are so many people who start working as background actors, and I'm going to be honest, you might possibly have to work and do things and not get paid for it. There are things called bumps, and there, if you wear your attire, you're supposed to get a fee. If you are exposed to smoke, you're supposed to get a fee. But not all projects that you work on, people are going to actually say, you know what, you get a bump for that. You're supposed to get more money for that. Well, this particular book, it tells you what you're supposed to get bumps for, how much, what, everything you could possibly want to know, this company will tell you, and it's incredible. Even people who experience things in the entertainment business that are kind of shady, there's a section which I found was incredible, and it saved me so many times. In the back of the book, they have this really great section which they asked their people to call in or email when they have experienced something that was done to them illegally, immoral, indecent, whatever it was, or if they didn't get paid, because you would be surprised at how many times you do projects for people and you don't get paid. And they will actually put that listed in the book. So the next time when you go and you hear a name, you'll think, where did I hear that name? And if you have this book, Extra Work for Brain Surgeons, you will look it up and say, oh, I don't want to work on this project for this person because most likely I'm not going to get paid. So that is my spotlight highlight of the day. I love the people over at HollywoodOS.com. Please go over there, get your free book. You will love, love, love this book. And you, you're going to love the people over there. You're going to love Angela. Ask for David. Love them. So that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about for Hollywood OS. So check it out. I guarantee you'll love them. And please send me an email and let me know that you went over there. And I want to, I'll bring you on the air, or maybe you could call in and tell me how much you love them, okay? So without further ado, we are going to meet a wonderful actor. Wow, wow, we love this guy. As a matter of fact, if it was not for Jonathan Carter Shaw, I would not be sitting here today, because he is the one who turned me on to BBS Talk Radio, which, by the way, I tell you, if you want to do a radio show, and if they have any spots left, you definitely should go to bbstalkradio.com. The man who started this, his name is Sam. He is incredible. I have never, ever worked. I mean, I've been around for a while. I'm not that old, but I have worked in the business for a long time in various aspects of business, law, medical field, you name it. And I have never met anyone so professional. This man is incredible. And you know, you're at a company that you're going to really, 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 really enjoy when someone returns your emails immediately, returns your calls, is on top of it. He is such a professional. I can't even stress it. And even the offices. Right now, I'm looking out of a window. I'm not going to tell you where. I don't even know, because I forgot what floor I'm on. But I'm looking out of a window in downtown LA. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous scene. And I just feel so happy to be here. And it's all because of Jonathan Carter Shaw. That is why he had to be my first guest. Not only that, but I thought, let's see, out of all the male talent that I know, who is one of the best actors? Who would that be? Let's see. Let's start with A, B, C. No, got to jump right to Jay. Jonathan Carter Shaw, I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself, and I think he wants to talk about his new project, but just to personally say he's an incredible actor. I like him best doing dark roles, but I don't know if he agrees with that, but he just does some incredible dark stuff. So you got to go to his website and check out some of his dark stuff. And we're going to let you talk to him if you want to call in. His name is Jonathan Carter Shaw. Lovely guy. Very hot, sexy girls. Go to his website. Take a look at him. He has a girlfriend, Candace, but you can look, okay? So, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Priscilla.
Listen to the voice. Oh, and he looks a little bit like Ryan Seacrest, girls. Okay, so get to the website right now. I think you're just on MySpace. Oh, you're, what
no,
is
I have
your
a website as well.
What is your website?
JonathanCarterShaw.net.
Jonathan Carter. Okay, now that's spelled J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N, because a lot
that's
of people
correct.
Would spell it with A-N.
Yes, I know.
So Carter Shaw, S-C-H-A-L-L. So let's
right.
do that. J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N-C-A-R-T-E-R-S-C-H-A-L-L.
You got it.
Net.
Dot net.
Not dot com.
Well, what do you surf? You don't surf the com, you surf the net.
I don't know about that. Everybody's a dot com. Or, as a matter of fact, my show is questionreality.us. Nobody remembers it because I decided to be patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't want dot com, I want dot us.
Mm-hmm.
So the website for my television show, which we'll get into probably next week. I got lots to talk about. I could fill a whole show just talking by myself. I don't need Jonathan. Come, Jonathan. Talk for a whole hour by myself. But it's questionreality.us, and you will find a list on the guests of who is going to be on for each month. Right now, I just have the month of May and June. But, oh, surprise, surprise. We are going to have one celebrity a month, but I'm not going to tell you what celebrity. Oh, actually, I put it on my website. Darn, you'll know. Okay, so if you go to the website, you'll know. But the celebrity, I think, is very important because they'll be able to give you very, very hands-on information of everything you need to know about getting into this business. So Jonathan Carter Shaw, tell
yes.
us, you're also on MySpace.
I am,
so
yes.
they would go myspace.com/ and then
Jonathan Carter Shaw.
The same thing.
Right.
So Jonathan, why don't you tell us your titles, your actor, so many things. What would you like to tell us about yourself?
Well, I am an actor, and that's what I think of myself primarily.
Okay.
More or less just because if you hand me a script, I totally delve into it. There's just mm-hmm. no doubt in my mind. I become obsessed. I
right.
take to it really, really
mm-hmm.
well, and without having to think about it. I'm just naturally inclined. So it is what I should be doing. Otherwise, I've done a few other things in the industry. I've done production work, and I've written, and I've directed my own projects, music videos in Chicago, that sort of a thing. But
yeah, you are from Chicago.
I am from Chicago.
Tell
yeah.
us how your journey began. How did you end up in Los Angeles as an actor? For someone who may be in Chicago,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
talk about how you got started, what got you here.
Well, it began, you know, in grade school I did shows, you know, holiday shows. And then in high school I did some plays. And so I wasn't a stranger to acting. And then finally, I was in my cartoonist stage, actually. I was pursuing a cartoonist career. When a friend of mine said, you know, Jonathan, the way you talk about film, you understand it so well. Why don't you just take a film history class at Columbia College in Chicago? And I said, well, I respected this guy. And I said, okay. And so I did. And it really reconnected with me with my love of film. And so from there, I had a friend that moved out to L.A., and she needed a roommate. And at some point, I did a couple of music videos, and I said, you know, I think instead of continuing my education here in Chicago, it would be best to really go out to L.A. and have some education out there so I can communicate with the people that are out there, as mm-hmm. opposed to putting so much effort into Chicago and then relocating, right? So I think Chicago was good for an experimentation, and then once I knew that that's what I wanted to do, I moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm. And how did you make that transition from Chicago to L.A.?
It's quite a culture shock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the freeways alone.
Well, that too. But for people that, say, what position were you in at that time? For example, some people can say, oh, hi, Daddy, I want to move to L.A. and pursue a career.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give me your wallet.
I was in Chicago, and a film, I was sitting through the end title sequence.
Mm-hmm.
of a film, and I noticed a position called assistant to the director of photography. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's it. I'm going to go to L.A., and I am going to try to get a job as an assistant to the director of photography. That way, I'll work on set, I'll work with the DP, and I'll get a really good understanding of what's going on from that position. Because at the time, I had thought that perhaps I was going to become a director of photography, which I've no longer decided to do.
Good.
But, yes. So what I did when I got to L.A., I did a couple of things. I took the Hollywood Reporter, mm-hmm. and I looked at, they have listings of films that are in production, pre-production, post-production, development, etc. So I went to the pre-production stage, and I sent out my resume and letters to all the DPs that were assigned at that time, because sometimes they're not assigned yet. But the ones that were assigned, I let them know that I was interested in this position. And lo and behold, it was about a month into my stay here in Los Angeles when I did get an interview with Erickson Kaur, who at the time was about to DP 187, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And we hit it off really well. I was in Venice. We sat down for coffee. We talked for a while. And even though this was an assistant position, I still brought in some of my photography to let him know, you know, I am a photographer. I do like taking pictures. I don't want to just be in the movies, right? And he loved it. And so, yeah, I got that job, and I did.
So that was a paying job.
That was my first, yeah, my first paying job was very lucky, yes. Because I was working for Warner Brothers, and it was, well, it wasn't actually Warner Brothers, but yeah, Kevin Reynolds was directing the picture, and he had recently done Waterworld, which was a big fiasco. And so Warner Brothers said, well, you know, we're not going to let you direct films again until you can show us that you can direct a film and tell the story on a budget, not take it crazy. And so it was sort
keep
of a...
Keep in mind, you'll never get work from him, but all right.
Well, it all turned out very, very nicely, because yeah. 187 did really well. It was Sam Jackson's breakthrough role as a lead. This was the first time that he was did a lead. Mm-hmm. Everything went well. We went union during the production, and it was just great. And that just, I could have really taken off from there if I wanted to continue the camera assistant, but I decided to shift gears.
Now, let's stop right there. That's very interesting. You, when you came out here, you were not part of the union. Did you become part of the union because of that film? Was that a lucky break
for
you?
I could have if I wanted to. I was asked to be in as a camera operator, which was pretty amazing. And I'm very good with a camera, yes.
Okay.
But I decided to become an actor. I felt at that time that you really have to be into tools to be a camera assistant. You've got to be, you know, it's hurry up and wait. So you set everything up and then you wait for a while. And then while you're waiting, it's like, you know, did you see the latest gadget, American Cinematographer? That gadget is just awesome. It's going to replace the other gadget that we've been using over here. And I think that's really going to be fantastic. Yeah, but you know what? There's this other gadget that's coming out. It's in development. And I think that gadget is going to usurp this gadget.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, you get talked to some guys, and the old school gadgets are like the best way to go because they're tried and true. Leona, if you're not into gadgets, I would not recommend the job.
Yeah, you really have to be into the equipment.
Yes.
That was very good, because you always have to be aware of, okay, I think I might want to go into this field, but you got to pay attention, because sometimes we think that going into one field is going to be the greatest thing since Campbell's soup, but we find that we may not be compatible for that particular can of Campbell's soup, because we may not have a natural acclimation to gadgets like Jonathan was not. So,
and really, I think anything you want to do, well, you have to prioritize and choose your battles. And I think we were talking about this before. Sometimes it almost seems like you really should do what's easiest.
Mm.
And I had to struggle with my understanding of gadgets, but as an actor, you give me that script and I'm just totally into it. I don't have to force myself to make the time.
That's a very interesting thing that Jonathan just said. One of the things that I think will help a lot of people determine if they are pursuing the right career. Actually, I've heard debates on this, but I am one for that exact mindset where if things are coming very easily to you and it's not something that's stressing you out and you don't have to pick up a book that's as thick as a telephone book to learn something, if you want to do that and that turns you on, floats your boat, then you go right ahead and do it. But if that is causing you to have migraines and you're getting muscle spasms in your eye and it's twitching, it's not for you.
No, your body is telling you that something's wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you're going against the grain.
Exactly. And if that's happening to you, if you're going to a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job and you find yourself coming home and you're ready to kill human beings in your house, it's not working for you. You need to get another job. And it could be in the entertainment business. Because it's very little stress. No, actually, it's a lot of stress.
It's a lot of stress. That's why you need to choose your position.
Yeah, but if, like Jonathan said, if something comes very easy to you and you enjoy it, because see, there's a difference though. Something may come very easy to you because you've been doing it so long and you could be bored with it, it's got to come easy for you and it's got to stimulate you, right?
Choose your challenge.
Yeah. So you found this very easy, and then what happened? You said, oh, I want to be, but you had acted before, so you...
Well, in grade school, we did holiday productions, and I did do some high school plays, narrative plays. I was Christopher Wren in The Mousetrap, and some other things.
Did that spark?
I loved it. I had always loved it. And when I was a kid, when Star Wars came out, that was the first time that I was really excited about how they did it. Mm-hmm. How did they make movies? So for my birthday, I got... And this was old school. I got Super 8 camera and the viewer and the editor and a little tape that you put together. But I started making movies. And I started making movies in a way kind of like that was ran parallel to the development of cinema in the sense that the first movies I made, the camera just sat there and the entire scene played out. And then my next movie, I started to move the camera around. Then the Star Wars came out with the storyboards attached to the script, so I was able to see how they went about analyzing the script and going about deciding how the camera was going to cover the scene. So that's what I then started to do. So I had made about 10 Super 8 films before I went to film school, so I had a pretty good understanding of the language of editing and cinema itself. So, I had all these interests and inclinations, and I could do this, and I could do that, and it just came down to I had to spend a lot of time experimenting, and then I finally decided that acting was for me. And it's really a nexus of all kinds of different things. It's a lot of internal work. It's a lot of physical work. It's a lot of socializing work. So all the things that you are as a human being really comes to this focus when you're an actor, emotion, psychology, and body, and that's what, and it's the creativity is coming out. The only thing I could think dance is like very similar to that. Dance is that's another amazing thing. Doing a musical would be fantastic. To your acting, and then to sing those love songs, I think that would be amazing.
I did not know you were into love songs, Jonathan.
Oh, yes, West Side Story, Kurt Vile.
Oh, I can see you in a little suit, one of those little West Side Story suits, jumping around. I could see you a bit more in Cats, because you look like a cat.
Yeah, that would be great.
Doesn't he look like a little cat? Mm-hmm. And he is a Leo, so there you go.
When I switched gears, and I decided to become an actor, so how do you go about doing that? Well, you have to get your headshots, of course. The most cost-effective resource when you're first starting out would be the Backstage West.
Absolutely.
You take a look at that, and you've got everything you need there. You've got headshots and resume services and call-in services, and you've got auditions, and you've got articles. People that are in the business are writing. People that are on production side are writing. There's opinions, and you get a lot to go on.
Right.
And so what I did was through that resource, I didn't know anybody because everybody I knew was in production, and they said, anyway, they said, Jonathan, you should become an actor. So what I did was I did that. I went Backstage West, and I got my tools, and I started making mailings, and I started doing auditions. And then I got a play called The Toilet, written and directed by Peter J. Nieves. It was the second play that I had done in the Los Angeles area, but it was the first play that the LA Weekly saw me in. And one guy said, Martin Hernandez wrote us a great review. We got Pick of the Week. And he convinced the other critics at the LA Weekly to come see us. And one by one, each critic came by and saw us. And eventually, Peter, the playwright, was nominated Best Playwright by the LA Weekly. And I was nominated Best Supporting Actor for my role.
Wow. Yes. And do you have that article up on your website so we could read that? Anyway?
Yes.
I thought
yes,
you would.
It's all chronological, and if you can get through it all.
I think Jonathan, now be patient when you go to his website, because Jonathan has put the whole, he's put his
highlights.
Whole
life. It's the highlights.
It's the highlights, right. That's why it takes 20 minutes to load. But be patient, because he has all his videos on there, and he has everything that is Jonathan.
It is called MySpace.
It is called MySpace. That's right. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Oh, I'm going to have to add more stuff on mine now. But video. And tell us about what did you do next after you did the theater?
I did a few things, independence, that sort of thing. But then, lo and behold, I'm just this multi-talented guy. And so I sort of, my focus got
blurred.
He does
not have a statement on there that says, I am modest. It is, I am Jonathan.
Okay. Oh, how did I term it? It was I'm multi-interested. That's the better way to state that.
That's good.
I know. No, Priscilla is great because she's always tempering my use of language in order to because I'm a Leo.
I am a Leo. Yes.
So we know that this is the case.
Yes.
So
I only limit his me's to four a day.
Right. Because I've got to keep self groomed at some point. So I've got to, you know,
right.
It's almost a dance card situation where you get so many dances, and
right.
then after that, I'm sorry, pal.
That's right, and your dance card would be full, Jonathan.
I am on the radio,
this
though,
is
so.
True, right. So, Jonathan, Backstage West, it was very
yes.
good that he brought that up, and,
right.
you know, back when I first started, you could only get the paper, but now it's really great for those of you who are not familiar with Backstage West, that it's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can go backstagewest.com. I think that you can get it for $10. They may have raised it now, but I think $10
I
a month. And if you go,
but then there's
the,
also Actors Access.
Yeah, Actors Access.
Now Casting.
Yes. LA Casting.
And these are all
com.
Reputable companies
yeah,
that actually they're all doing work.
Yeah, and what's great is that if you live in another city other than LA, New York, you can get work from there. These are, when you go on the website and you sign up, you'll see they have a drop down menu, and I don't want to plug them too much until I get some money out of them, but basically I do love them. I am with them, so I do want to acknowledge them. They are great. I've gotten much work from them, but they are in cities all over the United States now. They have a lot of work in Dallas, Texas. They have a lot of work in Miami. They have work basically any major city you live by, you're gonna get cast. So if you are in a city that is not close to a major city, don't worry about that, because I'm sure that if you really want to pursue a career in entertainment, you'll find a way. But backstagewest.com is a great, great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's wonderful is that they have whole sections on photographers. They have, if you need a headshot, there's a million to choose from. And let me just tell you, in my personal opinion, you do not want to spend over $250, and that's even pushing it for me. But
yeah, and don't spend less than $100.
No, less than $100. Anybody that says you can get a whole roll of film for $150, I'm sorry, but you get what you pay for, right, Jonathan?
If it's less than $100,
yeah.
You're not going to feel right.
Right.
You really aren't.
No. You know, just because you might be on a shoestring budget, you don't want to
save
compromise
it.
Your
save
headshots
the money.
Because your
just
headshot,
save.
Yeah, is
I'll wait
your,
another month.
It is your calling card. It is. Is the thing that is going to get you in the door, even
yes.
for background acting. Now, you know, with background acting, you do have the ability to go in and pay your fee, and they will put you right directly onto the website. But you really should have a good headshot too. You really should, even if you're a background actor, you may not want to stay a background actor. So, headshot, save up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So continue, Jonathan.
Well, I pursued a couple of different things. Mm-hmm. I went back to photography, that sort of thing. And here's another resource that's actually great when you're first starting out. You'll want to investigate the community schools here in
yes.
Los Angeles. They're actually very respected in
that's
the industry.
That's true.
Los Angeles Community College, West LA College.
Mm-hmm.
These are great resources You can get acting classes that are the lowest you're ever going to find by teachers that have been teaching it for years and love to teach.
And not only that, I have found, which I was amazed by, I have a friend, he went to, is it Art Design College? It's a real fancy college here, and he was spending like $560 to go to this class. Well, I happened to mention that I was taking a class at LACC, some class, what was I taking? I was taking some music class. Oh, Albert, I was trying to fix my pitch problems, but we'll talk about that later. And my friend said, oh my God, that's my teacher. Turns out that his teacher, where he's paying $560, was it a credit? I believe it was a credit, was teaching at LACC for, I think it was $13 a unit back then, right? He nearly had a heart attack, the same exact class. I don't remember what it was in, but he nearly had a fit. So you can get, as Jonathan said, you can get really great teachers. You can get taught by very great teachers who are teaching at USC, UCLA, and community colleges. You're going to pay a small amount, so it's a really good thing, Jonathan.
Yes, very much. Now, you should mention also, though, at some point you are going to want to go into some of the more higher-priced classes.
Course. But you know when you're
because right. You're, right, and because you may learn the same thing, but you're not going to meet the same people.
Well, that's
because
true.
Because in the community college, you're going to meet people that are experimenting or maybe don't want to spend as much money.
Yeah.
But
it's
when
a
you
good
get
way to find out if you're interested, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's a completely free, stress-free thing where you're just nobody is under any pressure whatsoever. You can break all the rules and do all your experimentation.
Exactly.
Because in the real world, you should be playing to your strengths, and then in a classroom situation like that, you're free to experiment.
Right.
But
they
you
have a little theater that you can. Often the community theaters have a little theater group that you can participate in a play in, is that right?
That could be, yes.
Yeah.
But eventually you do want to go into the higher higher costing classes because of the people that you'll meet, and those people have decided that this is exactly what they want to do. There's no doubt. So it's a social networking at that point.
Absolutely.
But if you're rusty, you want to get back into it, I recommend the other classes.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do? So what year are we talking? When did you come here? What year did you come here?
That's top secret and confidential.
Okay. All right.
Hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar.
Okay. All right. So there was a point in time when you're roaming around LA and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do next. What are you doing?
Well, right now
you got your headshots. What are you doing now? You just got your fancy little headshots. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Well, you want to have a reel as well, and
yeah. But what about people who are just starting out? Remember, I'm going to take this show from beginning and then slowly move it.
Mm-hmm.
So, background actors, you don't worry about a reel. Just worry about the background acting. Sometimes what they have, and again, don't go counting on this, but a lot of times when you're doing background acting, so many A-list actors started out in background acting. Mm-hmm, tell you. Why don't you name a few? Do you know?
I can't think of.
Well,
the
there
top
have
of my
been.
Head.
I'm gonna bring a list. I know, but I can't
right.
think either. But
Dustin Hoffman.
Exactly.
He did.
And so background acting is a wonderful venue for you to get started.
Yes, and also the acting range is extremely narrow.
Right.
You're going to be walking across the streets. You're going to be waiting in line. You're going to be jumping into a cab, et cetera, et cetera. So the acting is narrow. But don't let anybody tell you that there is no acting involved because it's not true.
That is
It's just
right.
very narrow.
That
it's
is
very
right.
narrow, and it's not going to expand.
That is right.
However, you're going to learn about sets, becoming set savvy. You're going to learn about how things are done on a set, how the communication goes, and you're going to learn to do your job and focus without getting worried about anything. Why? Because you understand the vernacular, you understand how things go. So it's very good for that, and none of those things are going to change.
Right.
Once you get lines, you're doing more acting, but everything else is exactly the same.
Exactly. And it's really great for you to kind of not have the stress of the director, waiting for the director to say, okay, you know, what are you going to give me? Watch the directors, watch the assistant directors, watch what they're doing, learn, because there's a lot of lingo in the film business that you need to know, like the Abby shot, and oh my God. Oh, speaking of which, in the Hollywood OS extra work for Brain Surgeon, she's got a whole section on there that has all of the terminology, because it is slightly different. There is terminology that you really need to know. The martini shot, you know, the Abby shot. Things that you may go, I don't know what that means. So you're going to benefit by starting out in background acting, because you're going to learn so much. And watch the directors, watch the pacing, you know, watch. Mm-hmm. And don't ever think of your job as a background actor as being small, minuscule, and, oh, I'm just a background. You know, that's one thing bugs me when people say, oh, I'm just a background actor. Oh, it's not important. Because it is very important. And how, as soon as someone says that to me, I start thinking, you know, this is a person who just wants to be a star, but they're not really interested in the art of the craft. Oh, I'm just doing some background acting. That's very important. Without background acting, there's no foreground acting. So that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Right, Jonathan?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Your opinion? You can handle
that. Tell us your opinion.
Well, I would rather go see a movie, you know, with some background actors in it, as opposed to just like a dozen, you know, a couple of stars being lit with a halo and then talking.
Right.
Though I probably would prefer performing in that piece.
No, of course.
But to watch it would be a little dry.
Yeah, but background acting, fantastic. Again, HollywoodOS.com is a perfect opportunity to get started there. Really supportive environment. If you sign up for a background acting company and they, if you're not booking work, do not continue to pay, move on. And I'm specifically referring to online agencies. There are some that are $5 a month. There are some that are $10. But make sure, very important, that whatever you're paying a year, you need to have made that up. You can't be continuing to pay a certain amount of money a year and then you haven't booked one job from that online casting agency. And there are a lot of them out there these
days. You have
to
set your limits.
You really do. Yeah. And if you haven't gotten work there in a year, you know, I want to tell you, a lot of them have what are called ghost ads. And what I mean by that are they get a lot of postings. They put a lot of postings on that, one, have already been cast, or two, that someone just emailed and said, oh, I heard. But by the time you're submitting for them, they're already gone. So you got to be very careful in choosing the online casting agency that you're with, which, Jonathan, as you know. So, Jay, so tell us. From there, where you went, you got your headshot, you're getting your demo reel. Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute, you said demo reel, but between your headshot and your demo reel, what did you do to get your demo reel?
Worked.
Yes.
And they gave me stuff. But I would say that even if you don't have any work, shoot something yourself.
Exactly.
Even if it's you know, the camera just sits there and you jump on top of your bed wearing a monkey mask and then you take the monkey
mask. That's right, because
off.
People are getting discovered on YouTube all the time
it
now
doesn't
for
matter.
Doing that.
You just, what needs to happen is somebody says, do you have a reel? And you say, yes. That's all that has
That's
to
right.
happen. Whatever is on it, it does not matter.
Right.
Whatever quality it is, it does not matter. When somebody asks you a question, you need to be able to say yes.
Now, Jonathan just keeps bringing up, God bless Jonathan, he keeps bringing up all these wonderful points that I want to bring across. There are certain ads that you're going to see in various newspapers that say that you, for $150 or whatever it is, usually it's about $150, that you can come in because you need a demo reel, but you don't actually have to have any content. You can come in and we'll ask you what's your favorite color and what's your favorite food and how do you like LA, and they just want to see your personality. Well, I had a casting director recently tell me, Don't waste your money. If I see that, first of all, I'll listen to it for 1 second. I don't care what your favorite color is. I don't care what kind of food you like. Do not waste your money doing that, because it is not something we're interested in. We don't care about your personality. Mm-hmm. We want to see
and
how you do comedy.
And this is nothing personal. It's just the fact that the business
exactly.
is everything was 2 minutes ago.
Yes.
You know, there is not enough time. And that's all it is. That's all it is.
So
it's nothing,
busy.
Nothing else.
They're so busy.
They are extremely business people.
They're going to, if you are lucky enough that they do make it to your website or are looking at your reel, it better be something that's going to catch their eye. Mm-hmm. And they certainly don't care about your grandmother in Manitowoc. They want to know, can you do comedy? Can you do drama? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what they want to know. So don't waste your money, in my personal opinion, getting something like that. Mm-hmm. Am I right, Jonathan?
I would agree, yeah.
Now, so you did a lot to get your reel. You took a route of doing what? You did independent film?
Independent film, yes. I had an episode of Power Rangers in Space. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff went on. I did a couple commercials.
Which is a great way to get a reel. He found...
Right, but I would not recommend waiting to get a job.
No,
I would recommend not. If somebody says, you say yes, and you be prepared. Mm-hmm. So I don't even... Start until you've got your headshot, your business cards, you've got your reel,
your website,
everything.
If you can't
needs
afford
to be
a website,
prepared. You're a business, and you don't want to launch your business only incomplete. With
again, Jonathan,
all your materials.
Oh my God, it's like I got cue cards up. He's like a human cue card, for God's sakes. That's the next thing I want to talk about. What did you just say? I've lost my thought. Giving
that,
you all the compliments.
That you have all your tools
you must,
in line.
Yes, because
before.
You are a business.
Right.
You know, I want to take a minute. This is exactly, this is what I want to stress, and this is exactly what a casting director said yesterday. I went to a casting director workshop, and I tell you, I have been to so many of these casting director workshops, but I have never... ever, ever come across a casting director like the one that I experienced yesterday. Her name is Mary Lou Belly, and she was incredible. This woman took time. Each couple or scene that came before her, she critiqued it. She told you how to make the character come to life. This woman has perfect pitch of the ear for comedy. If you added a word that wasn't supposed to be there, she knew it. If you didn't put something in, she knew it. She was telling us about the beats. She brought up something very interesting called the Cal chart. And I'll tell you about that next week. It's very, very good, but I don't want to take up Jonathan's time. But this is something she said. People, you must think of yourself as a business. You are an entrepreneur. You have to market yourself. Now, this is coming out of me, but she said you need to think of yourself as an entrepreneur, and she was so right. She was incredible, just a teacher at heart and just a wonderful person, and I really appreciated putting down my $45. I tell you, it was worth it. I didn't walk out going, ah. I walked out excited. I walked out with so much input. But you have to market yourself. You have to network yourself. You got to think of yourself as the accounting receiving department, the sales department, the networking and marketing, the public relations department, and every other department there is in a business that keeps it running. So you are your own business, and you got to keep the money coming in.
And being a business, you need a business plan.
That's right.
You don't just say, okay, I'm going to open up a business selling packaging materials,
right.
You know, and so I'm just going to go over here and do it, and then, you know, once I get my place, then I'll figure out how I'm going to get, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, some
people
come here
everything.
Thinking that.
Well, yes, they do. And why not learn from somebody else's mistakes instead of making your own?
That is the way I feel about it.
And the thing you should be able to, and think of it, don't think of a in the sense of, oh, okay, you know, the people are such, you know, such and such is that if I say, oh, you know, I don't have it because, and they're not going to forgive me and they're going to hate me. And, you know, now don't even think of it that way. Think of it on the inside. How are you going to feel when you are engaging in your career and you've got all your tools?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to relax.
Exactly.
You're going to be able to sleep tight. You're not going to have the stress. So you're going to be able to answer every question with a yes. Mm-hmm. And that yes is going to put a smile on your face, and you're going to be able to sleep easy that night.
That's right, because when opportunity knocks, you never know. You could be a little background actor on your little set for the first time, and you could have a look.
Do you have a resume? Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a business card?
Yes.
Do you have postcards? Yes. Yes.
But you better have them. Do not lie. Do not say yes and mm-hmm. then run home and try to get
it. Stress out. It's not going to happen in the amount of time you want it to happen. And if they don't hear from you within the time that you promised, they're going to move on.
That's right.
It's so important to have basics like a cell phone that's working.
That's right.
Because they're going to call you for work. And if you don't answer the phone, they're going to move
on.
That's
right.
And they may, if they know you and they like you, they'll give you an hour. But you know, things happen so fast that they've got to get everything done
quickly.
Jonathan,
you brought up another one. I don't know how you do it. Very important what he just said. You've got to have a cell phone. If you are in a situation where a cell phone, because there are some
It seems silly, but actually there are people that don't have cell phones.
That's
why there is actually a market for people.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't afford like a plan with a certain provider. Mm-hmm. There are so many companies out there, there's prepaid cell phones, pay as you go. You know, we take it for granted because we know about this, mm-hmm. but there mm-hmm. are people. I actually talked to a person who did not even know that prepaid cell phones mm-hmm. existed mm-hmm. In Milwaukee. There are cell phones you can get. They're like calling cards. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they work, but I think you get a calling card and then you can get the phone and there's minutes or something. I'm not sure, but you can get it and it's very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. But don't not pay it and then the casting director call you and then you're just not available. But yes.
And you know, listening to this, if all of this sounds difficult, now that you've got all your tools, the most difficult thing that's going to be is going to be paying the rent.
Oh yeah.
And going off on auditions.
Oh yeah.
Because every actor is in the same boat.
Yes.
Even the actors that are making money, that still, there's no guarantee about their business.
Right.
And that you've got to have a job that you can work at and somehow be flexible and
right.
be able to take time off for
that
auditions.
Is why a lot of people out here work as waiters,
yes,
bartenders.
Right. You go to other parts of the country and you'll see very different kinds of people waiting tables.
Yes.
And bartending. But in Los Angeles, the reason it is the way it is because it is a flexible job.
Right.
And in the case of a bartender, can make a lot of money in a single night. Waiters and waitresses, they can. It's the restaurants know that this is the case, and so they've got a lot more staff than they need because not everybody is going to be able to work at a 9-to-5 thing like in some other part of the country. So they're prepared for that. So it's not a big secret. They'll ask you. If you're an actor, your manager may turn out to be an actor. Yes,
mm-hmm.
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have to do is you have to do that. You have
Absolutely.
To get a job that's flexible.
Absolutely.
And that is going to be the most difficult. Like I said,
yeah.
if you think all of the tools that we just talked about is difficult, that's the one that's difficult.
Right.
Because all these other things are a step-by-step process.
Exactly.
You can get it all done, get it in line, everything's cool. But this... it could take you forever to get the optimum job.
It's true. And you don't think that you're just going to have to take a job as a waiter or a bartender. There are many other jobs that mm-hmm. you can do. And I am going to, on later shows, I'm going to be bringing up lots of different jobs. I'm going to have a list for you of different jobs that you can do that are non-waiter, waitress, bartender. And you'd be surprised at what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
mm-hmm.
going to stay tuned for that. So, Jonathan.
Yeah, because once you've got all your tools, then it's time to get creative.
Yes.
And use your imagination.
Yes, use your imagination. And you know, I'm going to tell you one thing. While you're doing all this, you also have to be thinking about something very, very, very important. And that is, what is my brand?
Oh, yes. Or type as what
must
yes.
or type. What is my mm-hmm. brand? What is my type? Who am I? Who do I want to portray?
Mm-hmm.
Because that you should really figure out before you get your headshot.
Yes, because everything else should be designed in line with this brand idea.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
what happens is it is a visual medium.
It is.
And that visual medium uses types or icons
Absolutely.
To tell the story. So your body type and age is going to communicate who the character is to the audience before you say a word.
Absolutely.
And that it's not because of Hollywood.
No.
It's because it's a visual medium. Artists in all visual mediums do the same type of iconography.
Absolutely. And you know, that is very, very true. Jonathan has just a million things, and he's been in the business for a while, so he has lots of stuff that he can tell you. I unfortunately don't have enough time to bring everything out.
Are so we done?
I
would like to plug my current project.
We're going
to
plug your project. Okay. What are you doing, Jonathan?
I was asked to stage manage a show, and this is a very, very interesting show. It is called A Thousand Words and is being produced by Padua Playwrights, which has started in 1978 in Padua Hills. And so it's been going on for a very long time. And it was started with Sam Shepard, as a matter of fact. And it has gone on to critical acclaim. And what we're doing right now is putting together 9 artists and 9 playwrights and 9 directors. Each writer has written a 10-minute play based on a piece of art that the artist has done. It is being put together as an event for 90 minutes. So you have 3 plays, go out and get a drink and a smoke. 3 plays, go out and get a drink and a smoke.
And where
3
is it?
Plays.
Where is it going to be?
This is in the Arts District, just outside of downtown L.A., at 801 East 4th Place at ArtShare L.A. And previews are 6th, 7th, and 8th, and the show opens officially Friday the 13th.
Of what month?
June.
June, okay.
Yes. And for reservations, you can call 213-625-1766
and
ask for Paul Macklin.
Any website?
Yes, PaduaPlaywrights.com.
How do you spell that?
PADUA, and then playwrights, PLAYWRIGHTS.
Okay, you heard it. Is that a call coming in? What, did anybody call in? Where are Jonathan's friends? How come nobody called in to talk to my Jonathan? We're almost out of time. We're going to have to bring Jonathan back. So, listen, we are at the end of the show. I just want to thank everyone, and thank you, Jonathan,
for coming on.
I'm going to have him come back, because we have like a whole library full of stuff to talk about. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. We'll be back next week from 5 to 6 o'clock, and you can hear more of Question Reality. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.